Past seven, and Nick Akampura is in the house talking about, well, running for sure. It's the Dolphin Coast Striders slot, and in particular, the big race that's coming up. Nick, nice to see you, my friend. You're looking very fit.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, feeling very good. Nine days out of comrades. That's where we are sitting right now. And I hope to be fit.
Are you ready for it?
I'm ready, yeah. It's going to be a good day out. I think the whole club is very excited. You know, the nerves now are quite hectic.
Because this is now the period, it's like, you know, you're in the zone now. You don't want to get injured.
No, you're kind of waiting around. You're waiting for a race. You're not training as much, so you think you're losing fitness. And it's a mental battle for a lot of the runners. We've got a lot of novices this year. And, I think it's normal part of the journey that you have to experience with comrades.
How many of the club, the Dolphin Striders Club, are running comrades this year?
We actually had 180 people who entered comrades and 164 who qualified and will be starting comrades. So 164 people.
It's grown considerably over the years.
It's huge. It's in the top 10 biggest running clubs at comrades this year. And, I mean, you're competing with the likes of national clubs like Hollywood Bets, Vitality, Nedbank. They're all huge with huge budgets, you know. We're just a small town club. For the amount of people that we have running comrades in relation to the size of our town, it's crazy. We're a running town for sure.
But it's always thrilling watching the comrades on television and seeing the colors coming through. You know, if you recognize the Dolphin Coast Striders, you can't help but feel a sense of pride and almost priority, because that's our club. That's us.
Yeah.
That's running for Valito. And of course, there is an element of that as well, isn't there?
For sure. There's a big element of that. And this year will be the first time that we're running comrades in our new club colors, which we changed at the beginning of the year. So it's a whole new look and feel for the Dolphins. The club has really grown. And I think we're really excited to hit the road in our new club kit.
And for how am I going to recognize you now? Because I got used to the old one, the brown and yellow. It's still brown and yellow.
No, so it's quite a wild change actually that we've gone with. It's a white top vest with a black stripe through the middle saying Dolphins, and the bottom of it, it's the chevron color mix between yellow and actually a color mix of teal, which was quite a big change for the usual gray and yellow color that we had, but it actually looks amazing on the road and it makes us really stand out.
Okay, here I was talking about brown and you said it wasn't brown at all.
I think the black after a while ended up looking like brown. That's part of the change.
Who was behind the change of livery?
There was a whole bunch of us, but myself, Kazzy, the social media team and the committee behind it. I think we just felt like the club was going through this new resurgence and we just needed a big change, a statement on the road, and we certainly delivered it.
Well, absolutely, and I think there's a lot of opportunity for ancillary support. I was in conversation yesterday with the good folk from Vida Water, and apparently they're going to be at your water refreshment.
Yes.
Four locations on the route.
Correct.
They're going to be branded heavily.
Correct. Vida assist us throughout the day. They've been assisting us throughout the season. They're part of our sponsors that give us water for our training. And yes, on the day for our runners, we support our runners by providing them with seconded tables. So people get up at all ungodly hours of the morning to get up to the route before the road closures, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., set up the table so that our runners can have the best day out there.
See, and often these are the unsung heroes, because while you're running, clearly it's a massive thing to do. But those that support are doing their bit and possibly sacrificing just as much, certainly in terms of time and commitment for on the day, but I think also generally speaking, because these are part of the club, are they not, the supporters?
Sure. And often people that either hardly run or maybe they're missing out on comrades because they've got an injury or they chose not to do it, but they really are the unsung heroes and the ones that allow us to do the training that we do. The other unsung heroes are the people that are running for charity. So we've got quite a few people that are running for charity, meaning that you raise money towards a charity, whether that would be Bloom School or Sand Parks. We've got a whole bunch of runners doing that as well.
I think it's marvelous. And why not? I mean, if you're going to do something special, and by doing something special, you can do something meaningful for an organization that is close to your heart. I think that's absolutely first prize.
Yeah.
Winning all the way down the line. And of course, it's not only those that are at the top of the log that shine and get the glory. Everyone that runs is they have my utmost respect, and everyone that finishes, my word. That's especially those first timers. Hey?
Yeah, it's quite an amazing journey that they go through, and actually seeing them develop in their running throughout the year. You know, in the beginning, a lot of these guys have never even run a marathon, and now they're going to be lining up for double marathon and then some. It's quite incredible what you go through.
And now we were chatting with Sarah Swainson a little earlier in the week, and she is running for the first time in her green number, which means she's done 10, she's had 10 medals, and now she gets a permanent number. How many of the club are in those rarefied atmospheres?
There's a fair chunk. I can't tell you the exact numbers, but it will be in the 20s or 30s are running in green numbers. And there's also some people running in double green numbers. That means, you know, you've done more than 20. Some people running in quadruple green numbers, more than 40.
Wow.
So, yeah, there's a lot of experience around the club, but there's equally a lot of novices. So, yeah, it's a nice balance. It's a nice mix. And I think the novices really take a lot from the experience of the runners that have come before them.
And how many have you done?
This will be my fourth, Dave. Yeah.
And are you hoping for, dare I say, silver?
Yes, I'm hoping for a silver. I've had a bit of an up and down training season, so I'll see how it goes on the day. But, you know, comrades, as a way to humble you a little bit, so I'm going to try to be a little bit on the cautious side of things.
Well, we are holding thumbs and wishing you all huge success. I will be definitely watching on television and shouting loudly. I'm sure you'll be able to hear me all the way. It's a down run this year. So
it's a down run.
So as you get closer to Durban, you'll definitely hear the cheers.
Yes, for sure.
And I believe it's slightly different this year in that you're not running into the stadium.
No, so there's a couple of changes this year. The Comrades Board have gone through a few changes in the last year or so. So they've made quite a nice bunch of changes to revolutionize the race in a way that can hold more runners, because the goal is obviously for them to grow it. So they're not going to be finishing in a stadium of any sorts. They're actually going to do an open-air finish, which is the Comrades First. They're going to be finishing on the road just outside Moses Mabhida. So if you are around and on the day, on the 8th of June, you're not too sure what to do, that's a good place to come and watch.
Wow. Well, lots and lots of anticipation, lots of excitement. It is the final couple of days now before the event, and gosh, all the runners that are prepared and ready and hoping. Now is the danger zone, so don't get injured. Put yourself in cotton wool for the next couple of days.
As best as you can. But we do encourage the runners to come down to time trial tonight, if possible. You know, we'll try to keep it as short and sweet as possible, but come down to time trial. It's our monthly, end of the month, big club night. The fires will be lit. We'll be doing giveaways, raffle draw prizes. There's a shoe giveaway as well that you can go look at our social medias for. So that's something not just for comrades runners, but of course for any runner in the community that is wanting to go for an easy run tonight.
And of course, if you are new to the area and wondering about joining the Striders, the club night is really, I think, the opportunity for you to try before you buy, as they say in the classic. Meet the folk. It's an extraordinarily welcoming group of folk. There's been a bit of ruffling around in the social media circles of late, saying how unfriendly Bolito's become, how terribly clicky. Well, you won't find that at Dolphin Coast Striders. It's the most welcoming and wonderful group of folk. And Nick Akampora, my very special guest this morning, we are holding thumbs for you on your fourth adventure and the silver medal. I'm sure it's going to come home.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining me on the morning show. And enjoy your run this evening at the time trial.
I will. Thank you.
And the morning show continues.